hour, but former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says Trump is just being methodical.
Knowing Trump, who's a very strong CEO, I mean, Trump knows what he wants to do. He makes decisions very fast. And knowing that he's going to want to think through his government.
USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not have to stop you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, you can get Men's Liberty for free. Just call 800-280-1335 now.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
You can get Men's Liberty for free. Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and supplemental insurance. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odor, or infections. Call 800-280-1335 today. The call is free and confidential. Call 800-280-1335. Call 800-280-1335. 800-280-1335.
A sitting U.S. senator concerned about one of the potential appointees to the Trump administration. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
And I don't think you really want your chief diplomat to be an advocate for war.
Former Republican presidential hopeful Rand Paul, the U.S. senator, saying he's very concerned at word that former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton is among those being considered by President-elect Donald Trump to be Secretary of State. He also isn't happy to hear that Rudy Giuliani's on that list.
I've had some conversation with some other Republican senators, and I'm not the only one with some misgivings over both Giuliani and Bolton.
Paul says they had Democratic concerns about those two, and it's unlikely either would win Senate confirmation. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Living Torah Museum in Brooklyn, New York, parting ways with a 1,500-year-old stone tablet with the earliest known inscription of the Ten Commandments. The 2-foot square slab of marble was sold at an auction in Beverly Hills last night for $850,000. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
A woman who became famous around the world following a movie about her life is back in action. This time she's trying to help residents of a trailer park in California. Here's Jason Campidonia.
People who live in an El Cajon mobile home park say a plume of toxic gases comes from groundwater they live above, and it's making them sick. They say the hotter it gets, the more sick they get. Officials say about 7,000 gallons of used toxic chemicals could have been disposed of in a nearby ditch over the past 50 years. Brockovich is now reaching out to the people who live in the park and advising them of their rights. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
The story of a New York man missing since last week has a tragic ending. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
Joey Communale's body was found Wednesday in a shallow grave in South Jersey. Police say the 26-year-old Hofstra grad had been stabbed and set on fire. Blood evidence recovered in an East Side apartment building after Communale was seen partying there last weekend.
Everybody that came in contact with this kid loved him. He was one of a kind.
Joey's dad, Pat. The New York Post saying one of the suspects being questioned is James Rackover, son of a jeweler to the stars. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel praising President Obama's leadership. At a joint news conference in Berlin, Merkel said the U.S. has continued to be a strong ally during the president's 8-year tenure. She says she hopes the U.S. will live up to its commitments under the Paris Climate Change Accord. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Welcome to the Hunterton Chamber Internet Radio Station. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host. So where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? Where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere else? Well, you know what? It's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. As your host, you are going to have an opportunity to learn about business strategies and tactics that have made other companies successful. So I hope that you'll listen to this program every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If you should miss the program, you're welcome to go on to the Hunterton Chamber Internet Radio website where you'll find our archives. And you can look at Teachable Moments in Business by the day that we have broadcast a program. So again, we always broadcast every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Today I'm going to be doing a monologue, but many times I have guests that who talk about their businesses, and we've had quite a wide variety of guests coming here to the program. So I hope you'll listen to the archives, because I guarantee you, you're going to learn something that will be helpful, whether you're an owner or a new entrepreneur, or perhaps you're an employee of a company who wants to do a better job at their business. So before we go into the program any further, I'd like to take a look at the weather with you, and then we will hear from one of our sponsors. So right now, the weather is about 62 degrees Fahrenheit. It's actually pretty mild and very nice outside today. This evening, we're looking at the weather, the temperature going down to about a low of 35 degrees, and with the northwest winds from 3 to 6 miles per hour. Tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 66 degrees, again, with light and variable wind. And then Friday night, patchy fog after 4 a.m. And otherwise mostly clear with a low around 38 and a calm wind. So we're experiencing some nice weather. Of course, I guess we should be having some rain but to fill up our reservoirs. But in the meantime, the weather really is very lovely.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking. I'm on Hunterton Radio, Chamber Radio Station, and the name of our program is Teachable Moments in Business. The goal of this program is to share with you information that would be helpful for running a business or for working within a business to make it even more successful so that your goals are reached. So today I have a number of articles that we're going to be talking about, and marks of authentic leadership. Also, standing in our sea of Me Toos. In other words, how to deal with the knockoffs and the Me Too type of products and services that are out there in the marketplace. Another one is the common small business marketing mistakes. And finally, we'll talk about ways to learn from our mistakes. So I hope you have a pencil handy. We will talk about some of these topics. And by the way, we have a Facebook page, which is Teachable Moments in Business. You're welcome to go to that site and to put in your comments or your questions.
And I also have an email address if you have topics that you would like us to cover in this program, or if you have names of people that you would like us to interview, please speak up. Send us an email at teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. So in talking about authentic leadership, there are 5 points that I wanted to share with you that may be of value to you. So countless people have written on what it means to be a leader, and almost everyone identifies influence as the primary characteristic. But by definition, this means that leadership and position are two different things. So holding a title and a high rung on the company organizational chart or ladder doesn't mean that you're a leader. Even people without these things can exert influence and thus leadership. But leadership is more than influence. Now, although all these things do include influence, that's only part of the package. Leadership includes at least 5 characteristics, and these are theoretically the marks of authentic leadership. So the first first point to look at would be authentic leaders have insight. Sometimes we refer to this as vision, but that usually has exclusive reference to the future. While leaders must have vision, they need more. In one passage, the Bible talks about the soldiers in King David's army. About the men of Issachar, it says they understood the times and knew what Israel should do, which is in Chronicles 12:32. This is what I mean by insight. Leaders need wisdom and discernment for the present. They need to be able to look at complex situations, gain clarity, and determine a course of action. Steve Jobs stands as one of the best examples of this in recent decades. When he entered as CEO of Apple, Jobs inherited a mess, but he had the necessary insight to reboot the business and to dominate the industry. So vision and insight are critical for a leader to be successful. They also have to demonstrate initiative. So leaders go first. They don't sit on the sidelines. They don't ask others to do what they are unwilling to do themselves. Instead, they lead by example. This is what distinguishes leaders from theoreticians and armchair quarterbacks. There was a sales trainer who taught everything he knew that people needed, that his salespeople needed to have in their toolkit, so to speak. But when it came to the time to hit the street and to try out what they had learned, he wouldn't join his students. It turned out he had never sold a thing in his life. And I have to tell you, I teach classes in selling skills at Raritan Valley Community College, and I've heard of people who are in roles of selling, and yet they've never been trained. And I can't tell you how important it is to have sales training or to at least be self-taught. There are many, many different resources in the library, through newsletters, as well as on Amazon. And if you can find books about selling, it would be helpful. One of my favorite authors is Jeffrey Gittimer, and he's written quite a number of books, The Sales Bible, The Little Red Book of Selling, The Little Black Book, The Little Platinum Book. But he's just one of quite a few leaders in selling. And if you can take time to read those articles, read those books, even attend my class at Raritan College, which is usually taught from 6 to 9. It's a two-night course for a total of 6 hours. I guarantee you that you're going to learn information that you're not going to hear anyplace else, and that you will be prepared. If you practice, you'll be prepared for making sales and making them faster. Because years ago, they used to say that the average sale was made on the fifth call. And I think if you don't do enough marketing, you're going to find that it's going to take longer to get a sale. And by the way, you get more no's than yeses. I've been selling for, it's been well over 40 years, and I can tell you, you have to beat the bushes, and you have to be very consistent in business. So when you think of a leader that really took initiative, think of Colonel Hal Moore. He was famously depicted by Mel Gibson in the movie We Were Soldiers. Moore told his troops before leaving for Vietnam, "We're going into battle against a tough and determined enemy. I can't promise you that I will bring you all home alive, But this I swear, before you and before Almighty God, that when we go into battle, I will be the first to set foot on the field, and I'll be the last to step off, and I will leave no one behind. Dead or alive, we will all come home together. So help me God. So this is an example of a leader taking the initiative in leading the troops or the team of business people. This kind of initiative is indispensable because it instills confidence and courage and communicates the kind of dedication that earns trust. Now, authentic leaders also exert influence. It's no coincidence that influence and influenza come from the same root word. Real leaders are contagious. People catch what they have. People are drawn to their vision and their values. They're unable to gather a following. They're able to gather a following and move people to act. Do you know the kind of person who owns a room when he walks in? Not because he's loud or boisterous. He just has that thing. It could be the body language. It's the way they hold their head high, the way they walk it with determination into the room. That's a positive person who has the power to persuade others on his point of view, like very few people that you've actually ever met. Such people with this skill as human wave pools create a ripple effect wherever they go, and the more influence they exert, the higher and further the waves will go. Authentic leaders have impact. The measure of leadership cannot be found in the leader. It's found in the impact the leader has on his or her followers. At the end of the day, leaders make a difference. They're either instrumental in creating real and lasting change, or they're not leaders. They're just entertainers. Think about the extraordinary impact of Martin Luther King Jr. He took over Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama in 1954. In one decade, he had turned the nation upside down, as we all know. So throughout the 1950s and early 60s, he mobilized activists, he organized leaders, rallied supporters, and helped secure passage of the most sweeping civil rights legislation to date, not to mention changing countless hearts and minds. He indeed had enormous impact on all of our lives, and obviously that continues to today and into the future. So authentic leaders also exercise integrity. Not every leader is benevolent. We can all think of leaders in business, politics, or ministry that have insight, initiative, influence, and impact. But when we look at their lives and legacies, we can see something is still missing, something big. So what is it? Their lives are not integrated with the highest values. So integrity, or the lack thereof, ultimately determines the quality of a person's impact. In a sense, this is the foundation of authentic leadership. So there was a story of a boss who hired an employee at a certain salary, and then that person got a raise and was bumped up another $3,000. But unfortunately, the company never came through with the increase in salary that was promised because of a wage freeze. So what happened was the boss actually made up the difference out of his own pocket because he didn't want to renege on the agreement that was promised to his employee. So that's an example of integrity. I don't know that we all could do something like that, but think about your own relationships with people, the insight, the initiative that you take in conducting your business, the influence that you have over the folks that you're working with, and the impact. Do they, you know, what kind of a response do you get from people? And does the work that you do with them and the guidance that you provide actually last for forever, probably, in their own way of conducting business? So that's our first marks of authentic leadership. And I hope that this is helpful to you as you consider your own position in your business.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site.
affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking. I'm on the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio program, and the name of our hour together from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon is Teachable Moments in Business. And I hope you always have a pencil handy with you when you're listening to our program, except if you're driving in the car. Big C just gave you a commercial about the apps that you can get. I personally have been able to download these programs when I was driving, so you can do the same. And the variety of programs that are held on this station are incredible, very, very helpful, and I hope you'll take advantage of it. So I wanted to talk about standing out in a sea of the same. You know, a lot of companies have what I call Me Too products. I work in the pet industry, and there's such proliferation in virtually every product category that companies that come into it with a Me Too product really struggle, because they're being seen by the audience as being just another one of those companies with the same old stuff. So it's very important that you stand out from the crowd. So what we're talking about is a differentiation, which may sound like a pipe dream in markets where product moves in rail cars and tankers, and it is sold by the ton, bag, and gallon. But when the products are similar, shifting your focus from selling products to connecting with the customer can help you stand out from the competition. At the risk of tossing stones at any one industry, many have traditionally been somewhat guilty of digging into the upstream side of the equation, manufacturing, logistics, and innovative product features, and spending less time connecting with the dots on how these things matter to add value for the customer. You know, it's all about the customer. It's not the company. It's whatever the customer wants. It's a matter of being determining whether or not you're product-driven or customer-driven. So a company that is product-driven essentially is saying, we do this and we do that, but they're not saying to the customer, we've listened to what your problem is, and after all, as a company, you are a problem solver. So people that say that they've listened to the customer and they're able to add value for the customer and to help them solve their problems. So that would be fine if product innovations were a constant occurrence, but in reality they can be inconsistent and infrequent. The great ones can carry companies, but few companies can parlay product launch after product launch into long-term year-over-year success. So rather, sustainable success in today's market is as much about the way you show up as it is what you're selling. It's about a relevant customer experience from stem to stern, focusing every function of the organization and hopefully your distribution partners, organizations toward the customer first thinking. So it's all about the customer. But that's easier said than done. Aligning the customer facing pieces of a business to deliver an extraordinary experience seems like it should be a natural priority. But all too often, sales, marketing, product development, and human resources are operating in their own silos. Not having a unified approach to customer interaction makes it hard for the company to stand out from the crowd in the marketplace. So everybody has to have an understanding of the mission of the company. They have to understand their customers, and they have to be on the same page. I gave a talk recently about database marketing, or CRM systems, which stands for Customer Relationship Management. By having a system that everyone can access in a business regardless of the role that the people play in that business, can be very helpful in maintaining continuity in the relationship with a customer. So it's not a saying the upstream side of the equation isn't essential. If you don't do it well, and you won't have to worry about dealing with customers because you won't likely have product capability, quality, and availability. But assuming you can stay competitive on those fronts, don't dismiss the downstream as a way to build differentiation that's difficult to duplicate. So, for example, look at Amazon. They've combined both sides of their business to leap into a lasting advantage. The upstream side of what they do is nearly unheard of, so which consists of data, warehousing, and fulfillment, which enable them to create an ordering, distribution, and delivery experience that creates unprecedented availability and convenience for the customer. And I think it's getting even faster and better in that now they're even looking at having drones servicing their clients. And their logo essentially says it all. We have everything from A to Z, and you'll be happy when you do business with us. Others are trying to replicate what they've done, but Amazon combines strength both upstream and downstream, has demonstrated differentiation that will be hard to effectively imitate. So when it comes to downstream differentiation, it can come from many places. From many places, like better salespeople, customer service, bundling packages, application of the product, or overall perception of the category you serve. However, one thing is certain: starting with the customer in mind and making certain you understand what matters most to them is non-negotiable. In the same vein, also remember that you're not for everyone, and that's okay. In other words, you can't be all things to all people. So focusing on things that differentiate you almost always means focusing on certain customers and not others. So as Michael Porter, a Harvard business professor, said, the essence of strategy is choosing what not to do. Wise words from a wise fellow. So here are some tips. Focus on aligning the top-line producing functions in what you're doing for your customers. Connect your internal technical product experts, marketing, and sales team with adult learning to create an integrated customer-centric training approach that's improving knowledge, retention, building message training by product, and setting up selling scenarios by customer type. So there need to be meetings. There need to be training sessions periodically. In fact, one of the suggestions I would have is that you ask someone from your staff to actually conduct a meeting, choose a topic, and let them run the meeting. This approach is well received by participants from each business function, and it's increasing their confidence and effectiveness with customers. So if your staff is confident and knowledgeable, your customers will be obviously happy campers, and you're more likely to keep a customer. And by the way, it costs six times more to get a new customer than it does to maintain one. So whichever strategy you choose to drive differentiation, you'll need to equip your people to deliver. In challenging markets, the business with the best people wins most often because people are foundational to the business growth and customer satisfaction. Employees feel more valued when corporations spend time and money to invest in them, and this translates to the customer in knowledge and confidence of the product, services, and support. This is all critical to cementing your core difference in the customer mind. So again, differentiation, you have to stand out from the crowd. What do you say or do that the other guys can't do? And what can you reinforce to continually remind the customers that they made the right decision to do business with you?
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I would not advise people who feel strongly or are concerned about some of the issues that have been raised during the course of the campaign. I wouldn't advise them to be silent.
President Obama appearing at a press conference in Germany where he appeared to be backing the violent riots against Donald Trump.
One of the great things about our democracy is it expresses itself in all sorts of ways, and that includes people protesting.
The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, telling Congress today that he will be stepping down at the end of the Obama administration.
I submitted my letter of resignation last night, which felt pretty good. I got 64 days left, and I think I'd have a hard time with my wife, anything past that.
Islamic terrorist Ahmad Rahami will be arraigned today on federal charges in New York. U.S. District Attorney says Rahami was charged with 8 counts related to the incidents. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking. The program is Teachable Moments in Business. I hope you haven't had an opportunity to listen so far today because we've been talking about different concepts in business. And I will be talking about some marketing mistakes that people make in their businesses. Before I get to that, however, let's take a look at the weather. Right now, pretty mild outside, actually. And tonight, we're looking at a low of about 35 degrees. And let's see, Friday will be sunny, about 66 degrees, so it's been pretty mild. Friday night, it's going to get cold again, down to maybe 38 degrees, but not that cold. Saturday, patchy fog before 7 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 66. Light and variable wind becoming northwest from 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. On Saturday night, here comes some showers, mainly before 1 a.m. on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a low of about 36 degrees with a wind 10 to 14 miles per hour. There will be a chance of precipitation at about 60% on Saturday. And on Sunday, again, there's another chance of showers. It may be partly sunny with a high near 46 and breezy. Chance of precipitation is about 30%. So, and then Sunday night, we're looking at mostly cloudy. It's going to get colder, down to about 29 degrees. Back on Monday, it'll be, starting next week, the weather will be cooler. Monday with a high near 43. So that's your weather report for this time period. And just start getting those winter coats out. And it looks like you may need a raincoat or an umbrella in the meantime. So here we go. Let's talk about some mistakes that are often made in marketing. This is an area of my passion. If you don't market, you're not going to sell. Marketing gives people reasons to do business with you. It builds brand identity. It also helps to validate the buying decision. So once you establish a business and customers and prospects, don't stop, because if you're out of sight, you're definitely going to be out of mind. So here are some common business marketing mistakes. Because small business marketers don't have much margin for error, they tend to be extremely short on time and resources. There's often no cushion to fall back on. One mistake, and they're even shorter on time and resources. So here are some tips to help to avoid the expense and the lost time that mistakes can cause. And I would recommend that you, after listening to this and taking some notes, go back and reassess your business and your marketing plan before it's too late. So the first issue that people have that's a problem is that they don't have a website. So according to the nonprofit organization SCORE, which stands for Service Corps of Retired Executives, and by the way, as a sidebar, they have a website called score.org, and I recommend that you go to their website. They have a great business plan on there, and they have a lot of tips for launching and managing a business. So according to their statistics, only 51% of small businesses actually have websites, and that's hard to imagine. Nearly half of all small businesses in the U.S. don't have a website. That's really not very good. Some business owners think they don't need a website because they are local businesses. However, 97% of consumers search online for products and services, and more than half of the searches are indeed local. People will or won't find your business online before they ever go or don't go to your business. Bottom line, you need a website. It helps to give you credibility. And frankly, today, business people are checking many resources before they make a decision to buy. Today, I had to make an errand. Had to go on an errand before I came into the studio. And although I knew where the business was located, I ended up bringing it up on the map on my cell phone. And there, that took me to a website, which gave me directions on to get where I was going. So you really need to have that kind of exposure. Maybe you think that creating a website will be too hard or too expensive. It doesn't have to be hard or expensive, though. Dozens of companies have stepped forward to make website creation easier and more affordable. One of them is WordPress. You might want to check that out. WordPress started out, I believe, as a blog, and now it serves as a website, and you can create your own. You can use their templates to create your own website. You can have a decent, effective website for really not a whole lot of money. In some cases, it might be a token amount of money a year to have a website that doesn't even have ads that pop up on it. If you can set up an answering machine, you can learn how to edit your website yourself. Companies like Wix, GoDaddy, Weebly, Squarespace, and many other organizations can help you set up a website. In fact, at the SBDC at Raritan Valley Community College, there's a counselor whose name is Roland who actually will give you tips on how to start a website, and it's free counseling. So I think you're remiss if you don't have a website and if you don't reach out for the help that you really should have. The second problem that people have is that they don't track their results. This is more common for more developed businesses, and it's also one of the worst offenses. If you don't track, you really don't know what works. Whether it's not tracking goals on your website with Google Analytics, or not tracking conversations through your pay-per-click ads, or not tracking calls and foot traffic from a big sale or an advertising investment, if you aren't tracking, you're throwing your money away. Certainly, if you receive a phone call from someone asking about your business, the first question you're going to ask is, how did you hear about us? So you always have to have ways of tracking the call to action that you've put out there into the marketplace. As a wise person once said, it's okay to make mistakes so long as you learn from them. If you're not tracking, there's no way to learn from your mistakes. Heck, there's no way to even know if you made a mistake. So worst of all, if you don't track, then there's really no way to improve. That is truly a waste of marketing budget. So by starting to analyze how you're paid efforts are converting, there are some resources that you can use. So think about that. Don't throw your money away. Track and put out in fact, there should be a call to action in everything that you do so that people have reasons to want to call you, and then you say, how did you find out about us? So the third mistake that people will make is that they have no idea what their competitors are doing in the market in the marketplace. So this is also a tracking mistake in that you have a huge opportunity to find out what works and what doesn't, and yet many small businesses ignore it completely. Keep tabs on what your competitors are doing. What are they charging? What kinds of products and services do they offer? How do they treat people? These are things you want to track. Do you know somebody who's done business with them? Get some feedback. So even if those people are not in your town, at least find three other businesses like yours that are doing well and study their marketing like you were back in school. But also you want to stand out from the crowd. If you want to be successful today, I think you need to know the weaknesses of a competitor so that you can be good in those areas that they don't do well. So you should read their successes and failures and track what they do. Pay special attention to which tactics they do once and never do again. Notice what tactics they keep doing month after month after month. Maybe those are tactics that you would consider doing yourself. You can leverage every one of their successes and failures. You can learn from every mistake they make. You just have to pay attention to the competition. Some people will use SurveyMonkey to survey their customers' attitude toward competitors and also survey what it is that the customers want in order to keep them coming back and to keep them loyal. So I talked earlier about being a Me Too business, and sometimes you just can't be like the other guy, as I said. So look for the weaknesses that they have and see what you can do to develop your own approach. You have to be special in business today. Be distinctive. In fact, there's a book entitled Positioning, The Battle for Your Mind, which was written by Al Reese and Jack Trout, and you may want to get that book and read it. That's something you can gain some knowledge from. But read the book before you launch your business, before you think about who you want to serve and what you want to offer and how you want to offer it. Now, that if you're already in business, you can still read that book, and you may have to adjust your plans for the current and the future business opportunities. But be sure you stand out. What positioning is where you want to be in the mind of your audience. And if you don't position yourself in a positive way and be very strong about it and very consistent, it could be that your competitors will position you in a way that you don't want to be positioned in the minds of your customers. Now, another mistake that people make is that they are reaching out to the wrong audiences. It turns out that many businesses really don't know who their target audience really is and who they're best suited to serve. And this could completely destroy an otherwise good marketing and otherwise good business opportunities. Some business owners have a clear, focused view of who they want their customers or clients to be, that they can be completely blinded to the customers they actually have. So here's an example. Someone opens a sandwich and coffee shop. They think their ideal customers will be soccer moms and hipsters. Yet day after day, more than half of their tables are filled up with retired guys hungry after playing golf on a nearby golf course. The other tables are empty. Yet the owner barely sees the guys. He keeps promoting gluten-free muffins and green smoothies. The guys just want a really good sandwich, a beer or two, and a relaxed place to cool off before they go home. They don't want gluten-free muffins. This kind of mismatch can happen in a number of ways. It can be around a feature of a product. The owner thinks people are buying the product for a reason, but for a certain reason, yet people are really buying it because of another reason. Unfortunately, all the company's marketing is built around the wrong reason. The fact that they misread their audience is costing them an uncounted amount of sales. Now, you may hire people to do marketing for you without studying the marketing yourself. And I feel very strongly about this. You have to know what you want before you hire somebody to do the work for you. So some of the smartest owners fall for this one. They know they need to do marketing, but they have no time to do it, so they hire someone to do it for them. So it sounds like a good start, and it could be a good idea, except if you haven't studied marketing or the type of marketing you need, you've just hired somebody who will possibly engage in a marketing program that's of a boilerplate nature. In other words, they do the same thing for everybody. So you have to know your stuff before you hire somebody, and in order to achieve their realistic expectations. There are risks of this at any time, but business owners who haven't read up on marketing seem to fall for it again and again. So know what you need before you hire somebody. One time I was interviewing a business owner about offering a business, a discussion on marketing that they could use for their business. And the owner said to me, we're going to hire a marketing person. I'll have you come back after we've hired them so that you can tell us what to do. And my feeling is that you could be hiring somebody who's just not going to be on the same page, and you could be wasting a lot of time and money. So know what you need before you hire somebody. So in other words, you need marketing literacy. That doesn't mean that you have to be an expert. You just need to know enough to be able to tell when you're talking to an expert and when you're talking to a moron. Hire somebody who's going to be ultimately on the same page as what in terms of what you need for your business. The next mistake is that people have no written out marketing plan. So that's another thing. There's got to be time set aside for marketing and budgets. So having a written marketing plan is really critical. It cannot be the concept of throwing it against the wall to see what sticks. In fact, I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach. So typically I recommend that 60% of your marketing should be to the customers you have already or ones that you have served. 30% of your marketing should reach the people that are you're best suited to serve as a vendor or a supplier. And then 10% is the part of your marketing that you throw against the wall to see what sticks. Unfortunately, people do a lot of experimenting, and for that reason, they really don't get the results that they're looking for. So know your marketplace, have a plan, and put together that marketing. I recommend that you put together an Excel spreadsheet, actually. Imagine an Excel spreadsheet where you have the left-hand column is a list of the tasks that you want to engage in your marketing program, and then the subsequent 12 columns are the months of the year. And you can begin to visually see where your effort has to be in order to have a consistent plan. And also, if you have people working for you, it's a good idea to show them what your marketing is all about. So, for example, one time I received a postcard in the mail from a kitchen design place, and happened to be at a time that my husband and I were considering putting in a brand new kitchen. So I called the phone number on the postcard, and I said to the person, "Tell me more about your program." The person at the kitchen design place didn't have a clue as to the fact that the owner had sent the postcards out. The person could not answer my questions and didn't bother to get my name or address or phone number, and that was the end of it. What a waste. So everybody has to be on the same page in a business and work as a team and have that plan that's written. It's nice to do an outline, but I think it's better to do an Excel spreadsheet. And when my students see that type of approach, they're actually pretty excited about it. And somebody who's developing a brand new business may wish to use the Excel spreadsheet in the marketing section of their business plan. And a lender, I think, would be more impressed to see that, because they could see exactly what you're planning to do to promote the business. So we're going to go back and hear from some of our sponsors, and I'll be back with you shortly.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is your host, Vicki Lynn Morgan. We've been talking about common business mistakes in the area of marketing. And, of course, that's my passion. So it's a great topic. If you don't market, you're not going to sell. You can have the greatest and the best products and service in the marketplace, but if people don't know about it, they're not going to buy it. That is for sure. So some of the points that we've made so far on marketing mistakes include the fact that people don't have a website. They don't track their results. In fact, their marketing doesn't have a call to action so that can be measured. So give people reasons to contact you and measure those contacts that that outreach that you receive. There are some people that just don't have a clue about their competitors. In fact, if you were writing a business plan, you'd want to study at least three competitors. And I have to tell you, you can have a lot of competitors, but don't let that scare you away. If your competitor has been around for, say, 15 or 20 years, there's a good chance they're getting worn out. They become very lax in their business activities. They haven't perhaps kept up with technology, and they've just taken their customers for granted. They are very vulnerable. So you, as a new contender in the marketplace, have an opening or a foot in the door that they have created for you. So don't be afraid of competitors, and at the same time, differentiate yourself. You don't want to be that Me Too business. There has to be something about what you have to offer that's different. You don't want people comparing you as apples and apples against the competition. You want to stand out. So it's a matter of positioning yourself in the minds of your audience and also being able to make a statement that sells people what it is that you have to offer that they can't get someplace else. Say something that you will own because of the way you have presented. Also, know who your target audience is. Before you launch a product or service, who exactly do you want to serve? Now, granted, business is changing all the time, so it is a matter of going back and reevaluating your target audience, reevaluating your business and the potential that you have, because times will change. The other problem that people have is that they hire their marketing people who are not skilled and knowledgeable about the field that the employer is in. So, or the business owner hires somebody that doesn't really know their business. So make sure that they're fully aware, both that the person you hire understands your business, but you as the business owner have to understand what you're looking for. Also, have a written marketing plan. There are people that just don't do that, and they get so confused, and they probably end up spending too much money because they've just been doing what I call throwing their marketing dollars against the wall. Also, pay attention to your social media. Today, there are a lot of activities in marketing that have to be designed to surround the target audience. So having the website is critical. Having press releases in the newspaper also getting exposure on social media such as Facebook or LinkedIn, perhaps YouTube or video marketing is extremely helpful today. In fact, leverage all of the content that you've developed. So, for example, if you have a YouTube video, you can also put that into your website, or you can add it to, as a link to a newsletter or an ebook, things like that. So don't overlook that. I know it takes time, but this is something that you're going to have to consider. It's a mistake if you don't use your social media. You also, some people spend too much money on one thing, and this is where I did mention the guerrilla marketing approach to using your marketing budget. Is, as I mentioned earlier, 60% of your marketing should be to the people you've already served, perhaps current customers, but ones that you've served in the recent past. 30% of your marketing should be to those people and companies that are very similar to the types of clients who have helped to make your business successful. And then thirdly, 10% of your marketing should be the part that you throw against the wall to see what sticks. It's really the experimental side of your marketing program, because business is changing all the time. So it may be that you'll want to try doing a trade or a business expo that you've never done before. Perhaps you're going to write some articles for magazines, try some new press releases, get involved in trade associations, and as well as, depending upon the business you're in, there are local networking groups and obviously the 100 Chamber of Commerce. But if you're in a particular industry, such as I am, I'm in the pet industry, then you need to go to trade shows and read the articles in the publications. So, there are people that don't even do any marketing at all. And they assume that the word of mouth is going to do it all for them. Word of mouth is great, but it's not the end all. You need to consider other ways to reinforce your messaging. So those are your tips on overcoming the fatal mistakes that business people encounter. Nothing's going to happen until you do this. And you know what? Marketing is really it's a mindset. It's a 24/7, 365 mindset. It does not go away. If you stop marketing, you're going to be out of sight and out of mind, and your potential customers, either current or potential, are going to go someplace else. That is for sure. So we've talked about quite a few things here today, and I hope that you've gained some knowledge. You're more than welcome to send me an email to teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. You can put your comments on my Facebook page, Teachable Moments in Business, and I do welcome your critiques, your suggestions, recommendations for speakers, and don't hesitate to reach out. So that is the end of our program for today. Hopefully you'll want to take advantage of the upcoming programs here on the station. In the afternoon, we have Laura G., who has a program entitled Thoughts, Tools, and Tough Love, and she has quite an interesting program. Also, earlier in the day, Jim Gano has a program, Taking Care of Business, which is from 12 to 1. A lot of his concepts really dovetail with the things that I talk about in business. He's a very good businessman. I suggest you listen to his program as well. So thank you for listening to the 100 Chamber radio station, and come back next week, and next week we won't be on. It's Thanksgiving. So the week after that, I will be here, and please listen for an update on some new information that will be beneficial to your business, and you will gain some teachable moments. Thank you for listening.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I would not advise people who feel strongly or are concerned about some of the issues that have been raised during the course of the campaign. I wouldn't advise them to be silent.
President Obama appearing at a press conference in Germany where he appeared to be backing the violent riots against Donald Trump.
One of the great things about our democracy is it expresses itself in all sorts of ways, and that includes people protesting.
The director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, telling Congress today that he will be stepping down at the end of the Obama administration.
I submitted my letter of resignation last night, which felt pretty good. I got 64 days left, and I think I'd have a hard time with my wife, anything past that.
Islamic terror.